Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Bert Show.
Are we going to get into this inadvertent insult?
I knew you were going to do that.
Are we just going to let that one go and keep that one off the air?
Welcome to the Bert Show. I can't believe I'm about to get in trouble with my sorority post-grad. I did not mean this.
So we just had a very fascinating conversation about the new Bama Rush documentary that's coming out. You said it's on HBO Max?
It's on HBO Max. If you have not gone down the rabbit hole that is Bama Rush talk, yeah. Oh my gosh, you're going to be fascinated by the sorority recruitment process at the University of Alabama. It's crazy.
Abby and I are sitting in here riffing about like recruitment and Rush, and as we were, you know, going through as pledges, but then when we were in the sorority and we were trying to, you know, recruit and, you know, certain preferences and stuff like that. And so,
You say preffers or heifers?
Preffers.
They were not.
And we're just comparing, you know, we're just sharing old sorority war stories, right?
Yeah.
And then, what did you say, Abby?
So, Kristen was bragging about the fact that she was a first-string recruiter. So, sorority recruitment's like this whole process where sometimes they put the chattiest Kathys in the first string of girls who get to talk to the girls we want the most. Kristen was a first stringer. I was like a fifth stringer. They did not want me out on the court. And so they're like, well, she's going to reveal too much. And so I was joking. That sometimes there are certain jobs that girls would get put in.
No. Say it like you said it.
Because think about the girls who did this job at my sorority. They're going to think I'm calling them something that I did not mean.
This is what Bert does.
Sometimes we would, I'm only saying this because I was one of these girls. So this is not coming from a place of like anger or judgment.
This is not how it played out at studio at all.
Okay, Mo, you say what she said.
No. Sometimes there would be certain jobs that we would give girls if we didn't want them to recruit. And I jokingly, because all the girls in my sorority were hot, we were a hot sorority, we would put certain girls in certain positions, and they would be like,
aesthetically pleasing.
It was a third string job. Mm-hmm. And so to be clear, I was a fifth string, so these girls were above me, where we would put those girls so they wouldn't recruit.
At where?
At the piano.
Kristen, where did they put you?
I also played piano for my sorority.
Oops.
I was one of the unfortunate looking souls that dabbled the keys and played piano for my sorority during Rush.
At least you were on the floor. I was in a closet somewhere.
I took no offense, by the way, whatsoever. It was very, very funny.
All right, the email says,
you love making people uncomfortable, don't you?
Yeah. Myself included.
Yeah, I bet.
All right, so the email subject line says, dibs before death. Kristen's got the email.
Bert Show Crew, I am a newish listener out west. Found you guys on Facebook and have been listening to your podcast ever since. That makes you happy, doesn't it, Cassie? You keep me company on our family farm, and I appreciate it, and that's why I'm coming to you today. It all has to do with our family farm. My mom and dad own almost 1,000 acres of pristine land in South Dakota. It's passed on from generation to generation. Eventually, it'll be passed down to me, my brother, and my sister. My parents are out of town on a much-needed vacation, so my brother, sister, and I are holding everything down. One morning, I overheard the two of them arguing about what to do with the land. Not a petty argument, but a full-blown fight. They each have already plotted exactly what they want to do with the land in order to make the biggest buck. It honestly was gross to listen to them bicker about land that isn't even theirs yet. It came across so cold and callous. I am disgusted by my brother and sister's behavior and don't know if I should tell my parents. I know. That would make me a 20-something-year-old tattletale, but I feel like they should both learn a lesson about greed. My parents are in their late 50s and are in perfect health. There is absolutely no reason to be having these conversations right now. I'm the youngest, yet, Phil, I'm the most mature when it comes to this situation. Thanks for listening, and any advice you can offer, anonymous.
Parents are only in their late 50s, and the kids are already jockeying for the land, man. I don't know how you can tell your parents without looking like a knack, and without looking like you're trying to maneuver your way into the first position. You know what I'm saying?
That's exactly what I was thinking. Like, if you tell, it's going to definitely look like you're trying to get a better foot up on your siblings. Yeah. So I feel like you got to handle it by talking to them. I don't think you go to the parents.
So, like, if you overheard about your sisters, like, bickering about something that your family owns and who's going to get it and what they're going to do with it, you would try to set them straight. You wouldn't tell your mom or dad?
Yeah, I couldn't see myself taking that to my parents because I think my parents would look at me like, really? Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is what you're doing? So it would look bad on me. Yeah. So now I would talk to them.
I don't think it's bad to bring it up. Just be like, hey, we were having a little conversation about who's getting the family land after.
Oh, hell no.
Set the record straight. But just because I like to stir the pot.
Yeah. My kids came to me and said, hey, Dad.
Yeah.
No, you're in your mid-50s and all, but we're just thinking about when you're dead.
Yeah.
What are you going to give each of us?
Uh-huh.
I'd say everything is going to Burt's Big Adventure. Yeah. Everything. It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.